Belgium is in chaos right now. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A mission team survived the attack in Brussels, but they're also stranded for now. And even if you don't speak the same language, you can still speak in love. We'll explore the many ways that's being done across the globe, and it'll take just 5 minutes. Ready? Belgium is a nation in mourning after terror attacks paralyzed Brussels. Living Water International's Jerry Wiles was with the team on their way home from Liberia when explosions rocked the airport in Brussels.
It was a lot of panic and chaos and confusion, and they were began evacuating us. So we spent the day in a warehouse. They got everybody out of the airport.
But now they're stranded.
All the flights were canceled yesterday. The airport was closed down. It's still closed down. It's considered a crime scene right now. So we're in hopes that we'll fly on Friday, but there's no guarantee of that.
Like Operation Mobilization Belgium's team, they're making themselves useful.
You know how the Lord works in these situations. It was pretty incredible just to see it. Of course, it's, you know, pretty scary, and we dealt with a lot of people who had lost family members and co-workers, some of the airline personnel.
But as Easter approaches,
there's still a lot of concern. There's still a lot of thinking maybe it's going to be another one. So a lot of people are on edge right now here. So I think praying for the people that are being affected, the families, the co-workers.
Meanwhile, British officials aren't afraid to call the Brussels attack an act of terror, but they draw the line at genocide. The British government just denied a bill similar to the one that the U.S. passed, which says Christians and other minorities are being targeted by ISIS. When it comes to the genocide debate,
there's a role for governments and UN. There's also a role for Christians.
Even if government action delays, Stephen Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission says yours doesn't have to.
The whole declaration of genocide is a call for Christians to pray and to ask, how do we show love for the refugees and displaced people? We can help them in very concrete ways and begin to help them to live a normal life and to give them hope.
Steve lays out the specifics at our website.
Showing the love of Christ to those people is to help them gain a normalcy in their lives and not always be waiting on handout.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's been a whirlwind week for Brussels. But in this time of unsurety, Pioneers remembers that despite the violence, God is at work. Through social media, Pioneers Arab World media workers are sharing the hope and peace of Christ with Muslims. Many have been responding with questions about Christ and starting anew. If you would, pray that these Muslims would continue to hear the gospel and that they would come to know Christ. You don't have to speak the same language to share God's love with people. Family Christian's Olivia Holman found this out on her mission trip to Mexico. With Back-to-Back Ministries, her team visited a children's home.
It was really awesome and I think totally God's purpose that we spent the whole week at Casa Hogar Douglas. We were able to connect with the kids at a much deeper level, minister to them, and just have a sweet week of connecting with those kids.
Though they were speaking different languages, the team made Christ known through their actions.
The way we impacted those kids the most is just by letting them relax. A lot of these kids come from backgrounds where they have high stress levels. They've been neglected or disconnected for such a long time. That's one of the biggest ministries you can do, is just to have fun with them.
The hardest part?
We don't necessarily see the good that comes from what we did, but God sees it.
And finally, mission trips impact more than just the people who are served. The Halborn family knows this firsthand because of a visit to a children's home in India, a mission trip with Orphan Outreach. The experience resulted in a lasting relationship between the home and the family. And now, God is using that relationship to help provide for the needs of the people who stole this family's heart. You can learn more about this story and others from today's lineup at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for it for free. Just go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories that you hear every day. It's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.